My dear brother, I would like to give you small tips and general rules to make your scenario easier for yourself and to make you understand the other situation and put a correct judgment on them, inshallah. Listen to me, my dear brother. First thing, number one, al-adhan, according to the prayer, this rule didn't exist for a specific reason. Means, what I mean is, every rule and ibadah in our religion have her own specific purpose. And sometimes the ibadah have more than one purpose. But some of these purposes is main, and other it's important, but it follow the main purpose. So we need to look exactly to this kind of purposes, because it make us understand the religion better and give us rusukh in the ilm. You understand, my dear brother? Okay, I will re-explain to you the matter and this important ta'asil by a different way. Look to me, akhi, barakallahu fika. The people who they teach the fiqh, example, actually the whole religion, this applies for the whole religion, but the people they teach the fiqh, for example, are two different types. We have those people who they teach the religion and the fiqh in a surface mood only. For example, they tell you, my dear brother, you know, the wudu, the hukm of the wudu by this way, the hukm of the salah is that, the hukm of the wudu is the halal, haram, sunnah, bid'ah, right, wrong, authentic, not authentic, valid, not valid, enough, finish. And the dalil is that, and the dalil is this, finish. You understand? It's a good, but it's a surface education, and actually it doesn't follow the teaching of the salaf 100%. And we have those people who they teach the knowledge from inside and outside. What do you mean? I mean, my dear brother, you have those people, when they teach you, for example, the wudu, like how I mentioned, they teach you the hukm of the wudu and how you perform the wudu and the benefits of the wudu and the purpose, how the wudu came to us and why, what's the purpose for you to perform the wudu, the benefits of you performing the wudu, the history of the wudu in our religion, how the wudu start, how it became. Means they teach you the wudu, not just how you make it valid, how you make it according to the sunnah. They teach you the wudu and everything connect with it, even the history of the rules. We have very important topic in our religion, our fiqh. We call it the history behind the ahkam, the history behind the rules. Every rule in Islam have their own history. To study the history of the rules in Islam, make you firm in this kind of rules and make you more strong and more understandable for your religion, more firm. The result and the fruit of this kind of education to graduate, for people who they graduate from this kind of education is a people who they are firm, people who they understand the religion better, people who they are strong, people who you feel when they talk about the religion, you feel they talk from inside, they are so deep in it. You understand, my dear brother? So simple as that. So now I'm telling you, same thing from this kind of education and this kind of method of teaching is what I'm telling you about the adhan. The adhan and the rules in general. Every rule's been put for a specific purpose. For us to apply this rule, probably we need to understand the purpose and the reason that these rules exist for sake of it. So the adhan, ya akhi barakallah, for example, the adhan been exist for sake of calling the Muslim to the prayer. Like I said to you, some rules regarding these purposes have main purposes and have branches from it. So for the adhan being exist mainly to call the people to the congregations. You understand? To enlighten the people, the prayer time enter and the jama'ah will be applied soon in the masjid. Please come as soon as possible. Leave everything in your hand. Neglect all the dunya and come to the masjid. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya, if the all believers, if being called to the prayer, idha nudiya li salati min yawmi al-jum'ah fas'au ila dhikrillahi wa dharu al-bay'. This is the definition of the adhan and the benefit and the purpose of it. Then after that, you know, we have other branches and benefits from this hukm, from this great hukm in Islam. Mention the name of Allah Ta'ala, make others hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla loud in the sky, in the space. At the same time, enlighten the people that have a people who they mention Allah's name 5 times daily. Show the people how we respect our religion and how we respect Allah's signs. Upset the disbelievers and the hypocrites and those people who they don't like to hear the name of Allah Ta'ala. Have a lot of benefits and reasons behind the adhan to be applied by this way. You understand, you know? So, if we understand that, what's the benefit for us to understand these kind of purposes? The answer is because our judgment regarding this rule will be different according to these purposes, existence and disappearing. Mean. What I mean, my dear brother, look now. You are asking me about what's the hukm of the adhan if I prayed with my family inside the house. I will tell you, my dear brother, is a mustahab. It's something beautiful. You're supposed to do it. Make your family hear the name of Allah Ta'ala. Make them remember the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make others hear the name of Allah Ta'ala loud. But look, the main purpose is not exist. You are not going to call anyone from outside to come to your house to pray with you and you lead the prayer. It means you are not making a normal congregation in your house. From here, you will realize the correct opinion and the correct understanding for this matter, even if you and your family 2 or 3 or 4, but you are in your family and you are not making a normal congregations like how it's supposed to be in the masjid, in other public places. Here we say the adhan for you is mustahab, cannot be an obligate and cannot be wajib. Even for those ulama who they are very strict in the adhan, and one of them, rahmatullah ta'ala, Shaykh Hanbaz and others, in this situation they say the adhan for you is sunnah mu'akkada, it's not wajib. You understand me or no? So from here, my dear brother, you realize that making jama'ah for yourself and for your family in the house is something good and beautiful, and to apply the adhan on it, it's a more beautiful nurun ala nur, but it will never be obligate on you. You understand? So this is dalilun mantiqi. This is a logic proof for you to the mas'ala, make it easy for you to realize and to understand your matter and other similar matters. But at the same time, if you ask me, do we have an adilla that proof for us this kind of understanding, I will tell you absolutely, my dear brother. You must understand the correct logic will never conflict with our evidence, with our sharia and with the evidence in the sharia. For example, in this matter, look, absolutely in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have lots of people who they used to pray in their houses because of kind of reasons. And you know, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kind of reasons means either sick, either unable to go and to respond to the adhan, or either because of any reasons. Even once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was injured and he prayed in his house, the congregations and have a lot of sahaba, they prayed with him. And there's no day that in this hadith of Sahih Hadith Abu Musa al-Ghayri that the Prophet ﷺ performed the adhan. But in the house of the Prophet ﷺ is nearby the masjid, maybe they heard the adhan from the masjid. But I'm telling you, in the time the Prophet ﷺ is not easy to hear the adhan from the masjid, and for sure have a lot of companions who they couldn't respond for the jama'ah because of a legal reason. If it was really obligate on the Muslim to apply the adhan in their houses when they lead the prayer with their families, I guarantee you 100% that the Prophet is going to make it very clear. Whoever prayed in his house for any reason, be sure he make the adhan is obligate on him. There's no statement like that. What we have is a statement that the Prophet make it obligate on the people when they make congregation, that the congregation that we understand, which anybody could respond and attend that congregation, the Prophet make the adhan obligate for this kind of jama'ah, not others. The others means Allah not allowed. Yes, allowed, mustahab, but the obligation is the different, because it follow the main purpose and benefit that the adhan been made for it, which it is what? Calling the normal general Muslim to attend that jama'ah and that congregation. I wish you understand, my brother, my point. I try to make it easy for you so you can put according judgment regarding your situation and similar. Barakallahu fiqh.